everybody. Welcome to a special episode of The Lonely TARDIS. A little bit of a somber episode today. Don't want to alert everybody or anybody, but we wanted to put an episode out there and cover a few kind of bigger topics. It's me, Dolly. Joining me is Sean Norton.
Hello.
Hey, Sean. And Steven Strum.
That's me, and if you hear any rumbling on my end, it's my cat, Rava.
Ah.
Oh, hello, kitty.
Hello, kitty.
He's very small.
Yeah. So, couple things. You'll notice that we're missing a fourth person right now. And this is definitely not the way that we wanted to come back on the air. But we've been playing to get back. Just been schedules have been crazy and a lot of conferences and shows and stuff. But we're missing a fourth person. Our awesome friend and in many ways the most vocal and leader of our group. We're all equal, but the next doctor, Marcus Beer, Mr. Annoyed Gamer, he's missing. He's not here. We were all shocked to learn Sunday that he had suffered a pretty bad heart attack on Saturday night. So Steven is very loud.
That's not me. That's
Sean. Sean, as Marcus was saying, Sean.
It might be Sean.
I haven't even been breathing.
I don't think it's why. I think that's Rama. I'm at my desk.
Oh, okay, here, Ken. That's awesome.
My top drawer is open, and he is inside of it, and like trying to like dig through the desk drawer. I don't know what he is trying to accomplish here.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Anyways, we found out Marcus had a bad heart attack, and he was rushed to the hospital. Luckily, his dog Spike actually in a way saved his life by barking and telling his wife Shauna, his wonderful amazing wife Shauna, that something was wrong. She came into the room. This is all the details that we know, by the way. We're not going to spread anything. We don't want to get into too much, but she found in there administered CPR, called 911, and rushed into the hospital where he is right now. So he's been in there for a couple days. Whenever getting out of these things, it's a very slow recovery process. You want to take as much time as possible. So I just want to let everybody know that from the three of us, and I know all the fans and everything, we all want to know what's happening. We will let you guys know. Just stay tuned to our Twitter feeds, the Lonely TARDIS feed, our individual feeds. We're trying to find out more information, but we also want to give Marcus and his family time to get some, just have some family time, alone time, recovery time. And we're hoping to hear good news soon, but make sure you keep them in your thoughts and prayers and just positive vibes, any positive vibes you can send. I don't want to speak for all of us, but I know I was shaking, visibly shaken when I found out the news. I mean, again, we're still in good spirits. We're still in positive spirits that Marcus is going to make it through this. And, he'll be on a future episode yelling at us. And I look forward to him yelling at how sappy we've all been over the last couple of days. And I've already kind of imagined a few things that he's going to say. So I've already written down some quotes that I'm hoping to hear him say first in typical Marcus fashion. But I just wanted to kind of let our listeners and we're all family. We're more than just friends and listeners. I want to let everybody just kind of know what the deal is. We don't know anything beyond that. We're giving them, his wife and his family time to let us know.
I will say that just as like an extra little thing, his wife Shauna is running a yes. crowdfunding campaign right now to pay for medical expenses and also baby expenses for the young child that they have been fostering for a little bit now. Kind of get past some of that stuff. So if you I can maybe by the end of this episode, I'll create like a bit.ly link or something.
Yeah,
that'd
be perfect.
Something easy so that people can get to that real quick. So
brilliant, brilliant. And then then we could mention it. It's on giveforward.com. Do a search for Help Marcus and Shauna. Their goal was to get $20,000, and they made it. In like a matter of 2 weeks, they're up to $28,000 in like less than a day. So they beat their goal. But don't if you can afford anything, please don't see that as being a win done. It's over with. All the stuff is things are expensive, especially when you're away from your kids and stuff. So
everybody in the United States right now will know that things are hectic, to say the least, right now, especially like not the least of which is kind of regarding a lot of stuff with health insurance and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, they did, are going to receive some help from in health insurance from the Affordable Care Act and stuff like that. But every little bit is still going
everything
to help,
helps.
You know, babies. And we don't know, we have no idea how long Marcus might be out of work when once he wakes up here, hopefully, and is up and about again. So if you, even with the goal given up or, you know, filled up and everything like that, if you have the stuff to give, and I'm not saying that everybody does, every little bit will help them going forward. So,
Yep. Even if just positive vibes and retweeting, I think that things of that help. The response has been unbelievable. I got to say just from, I think the three of us have known Marcus for a couple of years now in some way or another, but He has for the kind of rough and gruff exterior that he can put out on social media, he is quite possibly one of the nicest people that I've ever met and one of the most caring people that I've ever met. He is first in line to take a bullet for others and give need where things are needed. So, we miss him right now. We hope for a speedy recovery. We hope to hear some good news real soon here. But we are giving them obviously some time to just kind of get things back in order. And again, their response has been phenomenal. Marcus has touched so many people. So the least we could do is repay him back, whether it's just through good vibes, sharing great stories about him, or even if there's something monetary or something we can give, that works as well. But Marcus, we miss you, buddy. Looking forward to having you back soon. And I really do hope when you listen to this episode, you get infuriated to the point where you have to just give a rebuttal where you just rake us over the coals. I think that would be a fitting way to to kick off the upcoming series of Doctor Who. So, definitely looking forward to having Marcus back here soon. We can cover one more thing because with Marcus kind of in recovery mode right now, there may be a job opening available for him very, very soon. And by that, Peter Capaldi has announced to no shock that he will be leaving Doctor Who after Series 7, Season 10.
This whole episode is a roller coaster of emotions.
But yeah, he announced it. And this is not I don't think this is a surprise to anybody, right? They have a new writer, new producer coming in to run the show with Moffat on his way out. For all intents and purposes, we thought it was going to be a complete reboot of the series. And it looks like it's going to be that after season 10 here.
In as much as every regeneration is a reboot, and to some degree, it really, really is. Like, you know, the tonally and at the very least, it's jumping on point for people. And that's big. You know, for as much as and there's going to be people out there who's going to be upset, and I'm sure there will be people who are happy. But for those who are upset about Capaldi leaving, I got to just say, like, remember that this is also like a good opportunity for new fans, potential new fans to jump aboard and maybe discover Doctor Who for the first time. So, you know, just in an age when we all maybe need to focus on some of the positives, just, you know, here are some positives for you. And then for those of you who just want Capaldi out, well, there you go. You've got your positive base right in.
I think Doctor Who is a great series because every 3 to 4 years, it just starts from new again, a completely new story, new series, new fans come on board. I remember having this conversation with you guys when Capaldi was announced as the Doctor like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. God, has it been that long? He announced the Doctor and we thought, man, this is great. It's it's going to be a great jumping on point for fans and new fans, old fans, bringing a whole new energy to the show after Matt Smith. That first season, for my opinion, was a massive success. Last season was wonderful, possibly my favorite season of Doctor Who, more or less. So we've had a roller coaster with Capaldi, but he's going to put away his time on the show with, I think, starting in April 15th is when the series comes back on the air. In I think that's going to be around the world April 15th. So that's going to be the final season of Peter Capaldi as Doctor Who, and then we'll find out more after. Is he signed on for the Christmas episode as well? I think he is.
I don't know.
Yeah. The Christmas special 2017 will be his.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
Ends it on a good note.
About this, but it's fine.
Yeah, we hope so.
I'm so bummed.
Again, barring whatever people may feel about Capaldi's run, Moffat's scripts around Capaldi, all that stuff. And when, you know, I personally come down on the position that he had really found his stride by the end there. And, you know, things were better than they were worse. Mm-hmm. But it's just a shame to see any actor kind of being put into this very weird position. Doctor actor playing the Doctor, where their tenure, you know, we're going to look at like the number of years that he put into this thing and like look at the number of episodes that they put out, and it's not going to necessarily super match because everything is just so stretched out and pulled apart and thin, and the way that that Doctor Who has been produced lately has just been kind of a nasty little nasty is maybe going a little bit overboard, but it's been strenuous, it's been strained. And it's kind of sad to see him maybe not get the number of episodes or the the amount of actual screen time for the amount of work that he was probably had to put in, and the amount of time that he probably just had to sit there and sit on his hands for a lot of that stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he says that it's time for him to move on. And it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if I was an actor in a high energy show like this and just kind of in like, stuck in to recording these episodes and things like that and not being able to do much else during this large amount of time that I could be doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, watching other, that noise picked up. But especially as you watch like Matt Smith going off and, you know, he's on that Netflix series, The Crown, which I haven't watched yet. You know,
he's great. He's wonderful on that. Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard that it's a great show. And like David Tennant going off and doing his thing, and like Capaldi kind of in this weird position, this weird limbo. I don't blame him for necessarily wanting to move on.
Yeah.
It just sucks. It sucks that like, you know, you could argue, and I'm sure Marcus would, that, you know, the scripts were sort of 50-50, or, you know, he was an actor that really wasn't given the material he deserved. More often than not. But really what undid him and what's really unfair is that he was a doctor, just completely done in by what's the word I'm looking for? Like
Moffat, I think that's the word you're looking for.
Sort of, but like it's more this schedule that Stephen referring to. Yeah. To be attached to this show and then be told that you have to be attached to it and you have to be its representative and its face for over a year, year and a half, and have nothing going on or have one episode going on. Like that's brutal. And I think we've been deprived of what should have been more seasons of, in my opinion, arguably the best actor to take the role possibly ever. And I just think that sucks. From what I understood, and I don't know if they were playing politics or whatnot, but publicly they asked him to stay. And he says he's choosing not to, but and who could blame him as an actor and somebody who wants to sort of make the best of whatever time he's got left doing what he does. But as a fan of the show, as the show itself, and as the role, it's a real bummer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to see what he could do under a different showrunner and a different creative team and different scripts and a different approach. And instead, when I think Marcus will agree with this, he goes down with Moffat, just like others before him, and it sucks. I think this whole thing sucks, and I'm sure that, you know, they'll bring in somebody good, and I think we'll have fun speculating who that'll be and how they'll do it. But as a Capaldi, like a massive Capaldi fan, this is just a real bummer. So
yeah, he was again after that last season, which it seems like has just ended. That last season, it was still so good, and I've rewatched it several times. And I love just about every episode of that last season. He was absolutely phenomenal. The BBC. The BBC just screwed the whole thing, right? They've done that several times over the length of Doctor Who. We've heard that Christopher Eccleston wanted to stick around a little bit longer, but was having some issues potentially with BBC. And then you had Russell T. Davies left to kind of do his other stuff. You had Moffitt now running two shows at the same time. So it's been a...
That's a strong word. I mean, I know he is, like everybody's like, oh, he's juggling these shows. And it's like...
Yeah, he's not, right.
he's juggling Sherlock like one episode every 15 years or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, this is just... It just sucks. Like, this is absurdly long periods of inactivity.
It's BBC.
For an actor that has to be attached to the brand. Finally killing off the Doctor without, like, with minimal episodes produced under his belt. And I'm sure Marcus here would rail against the BBC too, you know, and their effort to kill one of the best, highest earning shows on their station. So
it seems like they've always had their sights set on finding a way to kill it. But the fans have always kind of come out when we needed it, most. It's interesting because we still have a lot of unanswered questions. And now going into April 15th, the season, we have a new companion, which I don't think she'll last after the season either. But there's still a lot of unanswered questions from previous years or from this past or the last season, right? So we had a lot of stuff still, I think, that we're waiting to find out on.
What a bummer that'll be for her if she winds up being good, you know, and to get cast in this show and then just being like, nope, tossed out with the Moffat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And this notion that Moffat has to juggle Sherlock with this.
Right.
It's like, I love what somebody mentioned this to me earlier. He's like, Moffat juggles Sherlock the same way that you or I juggle our toothbrush. In the sense that we pick it up twice and then we don't touch it for a long stretch. Like,
yeah. That's a good point.
Whole countries have come together and fallen apart in the time it takes like to make 13 episodes of Sherlock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and like, I hate that shit. And I might add, like, I haven't watched the most recent episode, and I think I'm maybe one or two episodes behind. But from what I've heard, this newest episode isn't that great either.
Of Sherlock,
like,
of I haven't Sherlock? Watched.
People don't seem super hot on it either. Like, so it's people are waiting. It'd be one thing if you were waiting like a super long time, and this universally praised product was coming out. I'm sure there are people who like what has been happening in that show, but like. For the most part, like, people are expected to wait, you know, X number of months or years for mediocrity, which you know, I'm sure that's not also entirely Moffat's fault. Like, obviously, Cumberbatch is off doing a million Marvel movies or whatever now, so, like, that stuff's going to happen. But then if your argument is still Moffat is juggling that in Sherlock, or Doctor Who in Sherlock, like, well, if it's Cumberbatch that's the problem here, then, like, what is he doing?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know. Like maybe we're I feel like we would know about it, but maybe he's working on some big secret major project for the BBC, like a third thing that is eating up all of his time or something. I don't know, but it just seems bizarre.
There's gonna be a lot of speculation, but it's a bummer of an end. Again, I'm not super surprised. I actually did think that that Capaldi was going to have – I think I mentioned it before in a previous episode. I thought he was going to have one more season left in him beyond this season just to kind of help bridge. But seems like a lot to be handing to a big empty plate to be handing to a new director or producer of the – new producer on the show when he takes over. After Moffat. So anyway, I think it's going to be interesting. Feel free, friends and family and listeners, send us your thoughts. Tweet at us. I know a few folks we've chatted with on social media have kind of given their both their happiness and sadness at Capaldi leaving. So I'm sure we'll be hearing much more in the weeks and months to come as we zero in on that April 15th date. By the way, that is also the same day that Class will appear in the U.S. Yep, that thing. So that's going to be coming to the U.S. at some point on April 15th, that same night. So that's
I haven't watched that yet. I need to.
I don't think we can get it in the U.S. Actually, I've checked Amazon. Oh, we can.
I bet you can get it in the U.S.
I bet you can get it. Yes. But I we did have a few folks wanted to just kind of give some comments to our good friend Marcus. I'm just going to read them from social media. These are all just fantastic people. At Kostuch, Citizen Kostuch says, "Speedy recovery, need your annoyed perspective on the podcast like never before. I couldn't agree any less. How do you say? I can't agree any less.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
I what's going on? Agree because this is a perfect time for Marcus to chime in and give us his thoughts about what's happening with Doctor Who and with Peter Capaldi. Alan Paxton, good friend, says, can't wait to hear your take on Capaldi's last season and the return of your special brand of Moffat bashing. Love, get well soon. And then another friend, good friend, Chris Newnham says, hurry back. It's not the same without your brutal honesty. I think that's always a good telltale of Marcus when he gets passionate about something is just how, the more honest he gets.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't beat around the bush. So always great to hear from our fans. So that's our friends. Our friends, I don't even know. Whatever. You guys are awesome.
Nope, not that last one. But
the not the last
one. Spot on.
But we want to do this short episode, just kind of get people up to speed on a couple of those things. We'll let you guys know as soon as we hear more about Marcus's condition. Hopefully he's getting a lot better. We will let you guys know as soon as we find out something. But feel free. We'll continue to tweet out the link to the where you can give. And even if you can't give, just send thoughts. That's, you know, the positive vibes help as well.
Speaking of which, I did create a short URL that people can use if they want. And that is tinyurl.com/MarcusBeer. That's Marcus with a C and capital M, capital B. So
okay.
If people want to use that. I don't know how long those links last or anything like that. So who knows if that is going to work.
It's tinyurl.com/, you said forward slash or back? I can never tell which one's which. / capital M, lowercase ARCUS, capital B, lowercase EER.
All right, everybody.
Thank you very much. Feel free to follow us at Lonely Tardis, lonelytardis.com. You can find Marcus at Annoyed Gamer, although he hasn't tweeted as much as he used to. He's kind of become more of a
dad.
A dad, yeah, I guess. That's the
best way to say it. A husband, a father.
He has joined that club. But you can find him at Annoyed Gamer. Where can we find you, Stephen?
You can find me on the internet at Stephen Strom.
At internet.com.
At internet.com/
web.
Also a writer. Stephen Strom on Twitter. You can read my work at Zam and Ars Technica. And coming up soon, you'll also be able to read it on Paste Magazine /games or whatever. So, and a whole bunch of other places. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see it anyway.
There you go. Sean, where can we find you?
Twitter. It's always easiest. At Sean Norton, SHAUNNORTON. Although I will admit that since the beginning of the year, I've been sort of more politically tweeting. So
I think all of us have, unfortunately.
So I understand that people don't want that. They don't want that in their daily days. A lot of stuff. And I want to find that balance of Doctor Who stuff and games and movies and fun and life. But for now, just fair warning, I would welcome everybody to come and follow and interact. But heads up, things are a little
crazy, a little right
intense.
Now in the States.
A little intense right now.
For all of us, yep.
But a special thank you to people who do continue to listen and who have followed us this whole time and have been wondering where we are. I know, Dolly, you mentioned it earlier. We kind of, much like the show, we kind of went dark for a while as life kind of got crazy in different ways with people. But we'll be back. We'll be around. We'll always be around to talk to everybody on social media and email and everything else. And then, Marcus will be back too.
Yes.
You know, our brother is a little under the weather right now. Life kind of threw him a sucker punch, but he's a strong man, and he is by far the best of us, and he's going
to
be all right.
He needs to recover in time to run for president in 2020, so...
Oh, he can't.
Oh, no. By the time we get to 2020, all bets are off. Don't you worry about it, Dally.
He's going to be regenerating.
Be able to run.
There you go. He's going to be regenerating into the next doctor, so just keep that in mind.
Yes.
The first Welsh doctor.
But...
let's start a petition.
But also run for president. Weird.
But I'll start for them.
Yeah, but no, and he, I'm glad we could do this, and I'm glad that this will live forever as our chance to say, you know, we love him, and you know, he is as much as part of the show as the rest of us, and he's also family.
Yeah.
And we will, along with our lovely fans and everybody else, we will be pulling for him every day and praying and hoping and sending good vibes and everything else. And hopefully come April or even sooner, we will all be sitting together talking about how crazy it was we had to record this episode.
Mm-hmm. And getting yelled at. And then and secretly getting hugs, which is always a good thing.
Secret drunken hugs.
Secret drunken hugs. You can find me at Dolly Domofsky. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for everybody asking, on updates. Again, as soon as we hear anything, we'll let you guys know. Steven says his drunken hugs are never a secret, which is totally fine.
Hey, he's but that asking. Comment was supposed to be but secret. That's why I typed it. Oh, Dolly.
Anyways, we really appreciate it. Keep bugging us. If you don't hear anything from us, ask us, and we'll do our best to accommodate. But anyways, thank you, everybody. We'll see you on the next Lonely TARDIS, hopefully soon, with Marcus in tow, if possible, if he's up for it. Otherwise, we'll be closer to April, unless other crazy Doctor Who news breaks, which, you know, we're finding out information seems like daily now. So
yeah, it's crazy.
It is that time of year, movies yeah, and
all I would that imagine stuff. We will be back before then.
There's gonna be a lot of fun.
We will have good news to celebrate, and
yep.
We will have a show to predict, and we will have moments to look back on. So
either that, or there won't be a world to live in first place, and it will. So we'll be good. But, you know, one way or the other, it'll work out.
On the fingers crossed assumption that we still have a country and a world. And we want to be here. And we want to sort of take time away from all that and remind people that there are things we love that are really good entertainment and things that bring us together. So I speak on behalf of all of us when I say expect to hear from us soon. So
yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for sticking with us.
Thank you, everybody. We love you. Marcus, we love you. We'll see you all on the next Lonely TARDIS. Bye-bye.
Can't see it. I'm blowing kisses. Mwah, mwah.
Ooh.
I'm blowing kisses with two hands now. Rapid fire.